Okay, so we've had, I played for you earlier, Beyonce Grown Woman with a Monsieur Addy remix. And then we played Kaytranda with Buster and Janet and What's It Gonna Be. So I'm very excited and pleased to tell you we've got Andy Frags in the studio on air now. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Amazing. Good. I'm today. Great to see you. You look fantastic as always.
Oh, so do you, of course.
Too kind.
And hi to all the listeners as well.
Well, thank you for coming into the Phoenix FM studio.
My pleasure.
We've been very excited to have you here, that's for sure. And I hear you may be, well, you are going to be doing a live performance on air today.
I am, yes.
So we're very excited about that. So before we spoil the surprise too much, I've already done it, but
it can still be a surprise. That's fine. People just have to act shocked.
Yes.
Again.
We haven't said what you're going to sing.
Exactly.
So how are you? You was at Leicester Pride the weekend, wasn't you?
Yeah, at the weekend, and that was a great experience again. I mean, I love doing prides around the country anyway.
Yeah.
And they're really, I think they're really important, especially out of major cities, and that's why I like going all around the country. And also, the audiences are so receptive and, you know, happy to see different performers and different things. So it was really good. I had a really good time on Saturday, and hopefully I'm not too husky today.
Oh, you sound very sexy, Andy. I mean,
that's the first.
So it's great to have you. You're an amazing singer, songwriter. To give us some of your background, how you got into music, please.
Well, I'd always wanted to be a musician, and I came to London to escape small town North Wales when I was 20. And I released a single called Fashion with somebody else. It was kind of a collaboration. And I joined a group, and basically things didn't really work out because it's not that I'm a control freak, but I knew I had a lot more to give than what they were kind of allowing me to.
Yeah.
So I decided to make my own album, release it myself on my own record label, which I started doing in 2010. And the first single went to number one on an independent chart and on play.com. The next one was called The Way I Feel, and that was quite popular in France. The videos became more and more popular online, so I'm very lucky to have YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and some really supportive people who've been supportive from day one. And then since then I've collaborated with various people. Massimo Paramore is a really great producer, musician, DJ. He's very talented. So we've worked together on a couple of things, including he remixed my song Beautiful Feeling, which I think you'll be playing soon.
Yep.
We've done some acoustic piano songs together, one of which I'll be doing today.
Excellent.
And we've done a new single, which I'm releasing soon, called Celebration. It's a celebration, which everything is
amazing.
A celebration.
Yeah.
And I also released my own album last year. So I've been working on the new album and also been on tour with several well-known musicians.
Can you, for our listeners, who were they?
Yes, I have been on tour with Toya Wilcox three times now, several dates. She's one of my favourite singers, so I'm very lucky to have done that, and it's been a great experience. It was an honour to do that, and it was really, yeah, fantastic. And her audience have been brilliant as well. Hazel O'Connor, I've been on tour with, and she's another amazing musician who I've always really liked. So I'm very lucky to have done that. And there's been several other people who I've worked with, but also I've got some new things coming up soon, so that's quite exciting. And one of which was only a couple of days ago announced, which is that I'll be supporting the band Go West later in the year.
Wow, that's an exclusive for Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for sharing that with us here. That's fantastic.
It'll be really good. I'm looking forward to it.
That's so cool.
I said something about my music and the 80s seem to go hand in hand, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, completely.
And that's something that I'm really happy about.
Yep.
So just really pleased to have been given these opportunities. And
you've been working non-stop by the sounds of things. You've not stopped to have a break, have you?
No, I haven't had a break for 4 years.
Oh,
now
goodness,
I haven't been on holiday for
how are you
four
looking
years.
So damn good.
I don't know, maybe it's makeup and lights. Maybe.
It's good makeup.
It's well lit in here.
Wow, so literally back to back, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you're saying, oh, how come you look so good? Well, I don't really have that much of a social life. I don't drink. I drink a lot of water.
So very healthy.
I try and be healthy, except when I'm eating a lot of chocolate, which I've done recently. So that's another story.
Well, the thing is as well, when you've got such a demanding career and, you know, busy like schedule like you, you have to look after your health, don't you?
You do. And it's easy to kind of get burnt out as well.
Yeah, completely.
It's when you're doing it all yourself, that's when it becomes, you've got to kind of make sure you're healthy and everything else, because you've got nobody else to rely on to do it. And if you're not doing it, then nobody's doing it. So.
And the thing is, you know, it sounds kind of cliche, but your face is your fortune. I mean, that's also part of... Also, I mean, obviously your voice, everything, it's, you need to have, you know, look after your whole well-being, don't you? I mean, they always put like this rock and roll kind of tag to people in the music industry and, you know, like all like the fast lifestyle, but you can't maintain that for long if you want longevity, I don't think.
No, and that seems to be the thing that sets people apart. The people who aren't like that seem to carry on going for years.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I suppose if you've dealt with a lot of things that have happened in your life before you try and do this as a career, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
If you've had a lot of therapy and you're used to talking about things and, you know, I'm used to bearing my soul these days and then living with the consequences after, because you know you're the only person who can kind of give yourself a meltdown at that point, which I'm very good at doing, but that's another story.
So your music, do you feel, is quite biographical as well then?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that everybody can relate to my music, which is really good. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of messages from people saying that they've listened to various songs and they've kind of related to the lyrics or the meaning, because things haven't always been easy for me, but they're not for everybody, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that people can connect with. If you're really honest in your music, then that's a really good thing.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've been not only busy with all your music, you're also very big in your activists, like campaigns. You was...
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about what you've been getting involved with.
I seem to get involved in a lot of things that wind other people up.
I think I saw you on TV a little while ago on my TV screen.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
one of my favourite days I've ever had, actually. It was a Saturday. I went to the Russia protest in London to protest against the Winter Olympics being held in Russia, and also to support the people in Russia. I mean, I've got several friends who've been victimised over there, as well as everywhere else. And it's really hard watching them go through all of these things. So I felt like I had to go and do something. But of course, with my flame hair, I ended up on the news, news at 10. So that was interesting. That was good.
Causing controversy
everywhere
but
I
good
go.
Good controversy.
Yeah. It is good. Completely. And it's good to have the opportunity to get your voice across.
Yeah.
And I also did an interview for a documentary that day, which is now on YouTube by an artist called Steve Miller. Mm-hmm. So if you look on there, there's an interview with me as well as various other people, mm-hmm. Including some of my favourite people, including Peter Tatchell, who I am always going on about anyway. And then later that day, after the Russia protest, I went along to see my friend David Hoyle at the South Bank. And he's a fantastic, well, is spokesperson the right word? I suppose for me he is, but that's not what he's necessarily putting himself up as.
Sure, yeah.
He's just a great person who should really be celebrated. So go and, you know, if you don't know about him, go and look him up as well.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he's
for
great.
For those that who don't, can you just tell them how they can look him up?
I would say go to Google. look up. Well, don't forget to look me up. See, this is what I'm very good at. I'm so good at promoting everyone else. So go and look me up, Andy Frags, and then while you're there, if you get to the point where you've seen enough, go and look up David Hoyle, Peter Tatchell, and go onto YouTube and type in Andy Frags LGBT protest, and I think Steve Miller's video will come up.
Yeah, I mean, most of the listeners will know, and they're very high profile key people, what you've just mentioned, and it's amazing what you're, you know, because you're not just doing you're singing, you're an artist, you're also really using it for just to help kind of spread the word and promote and try and help against other campaigns, which is brilliant.
Yeah, well, I think if I was, it's just not in my nature to do nothing.
Yeah.
And something that I'm actually in the planning of doing at the moment is a tour of schools with my show, which, I mean, I left school when I was 14, 15, because of being so badly bullied. And basically I wanted to convey that in my music and also do a tour of schools to show that you can kind of come out the other side of all of these things. So that's something that I'm planning right now at the moment.
Wow.
And and also doing several things online, letters to various schools, which I've been invited to do. So last night I was actually doing one to a school in Nebraska.
Wow.
And it's really nice because for some reason just recently my music seems to be getting heard around that region, around America and Canada, and I've had some nice messages recently and been invited to do various things, including try and help people who are being bullied. So that's a really good thing for me as well. It goes hand in hand with the music.
Well, that's incredible. It sounds like how do you find time for yourself? I mean, it's fantastic. All the things you're doing are wonderful. How do you relax? What do you do to just take some time out from that hectic schedule that you've got?
Listen to music. That's it, really. I don't really do that many other things.
You're doing a lot of good, that's for sure. That's
well,
amazing.
It's a 24-hour thing for me.
Completely.
So it's the first thing I think about in the morning.
It's your passion.
And yeah, it is. It's the only thing I really enjoy, to be honest. I don't enjoy anything else.
Great for actually showing like children. Maybe you mentioned a little bit that you was bullied when you was younger, and you're promoting such a great message that you can actually come the other side, do something you really enjoy all the time. You're now in a situation where you can really use your voice in a great way for people's enjoyment and to kind of give a powerful message.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've recently started a page on Facebook called the Andy Fraggs Creative Collective, and it so far I think there's about 250 people on there. It's very recent and I haven't really pushed it. But it's for people to go and share different creative things that they do in their life in an environment that they're not going to get any kind of negativity.
Oh, wow.
So negativity is banned there, because I can't stand I mean, I always think that critics is, it's something that people do, it's their opinion, as opposed to a job. But I'll probably get into trouble for saying that.
But you're allowed to say it.
Critiquing people is actually your opinion.
Yeah.
And that doesn't
make it right.
It doesn't make it right, and it doesn't give you the right to try and put somebody else off doing something.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do. I've noticed, I mean, some of the things that I've had said to me online, and I know that other people have as well.
Have you come across any of these, like they go on about these Twitter trolls?
Not necessarily on Twitter. I shouldn't speak too soon.
It's going to be me. Yeah. I'll be like, you didn't sign my autograph.
I'll know if it's you. I've had several messages myself that have been really horrible. And I mean, particularly I remember one on YouTube, especially somebody said they wished I'd die, and it really went into a hateful, they replaced the lyrics of my song with horrible things about me, and
they'd got too much time on their hands, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. But I do think these things can make you stronger as well.
Oh, completely.
And it doesn't affect me anymore. I mean, I was talking about this the other day when I was saying about somebody who came to see, when I was supporting Hazel O'Connor in Birmingham. Somebody came to see that show and stood at the back of the room before I'd even started singing, and stood at the back of the room with their fingers in their ears for the whole time I was on. And I noticed them and it made me laugh. And I came off stage and I said, oh my God, there was some guy stood at the back of the room with his fingers in his ears. And sure enough, I came across something online from the very person who had done that, and they'd written some kind of a supposed review of the whole show, and they slagged off the first band that came on who were really good. They really slagged off. But then they said that they had to go and stand outside while they were on. And I thought, well, if you had to go and stand outside, how would you know that they were really bad?
Yeah.
Then they slagged me off, and they didn't even listen to me. So, but my whole point was that they wrote about me for about a page, and they were actually there to review Hazel O'Connor, and they wrote about her for a very small section of the whole thing. And the thing is, I do think if somebody is that passionate writing about you, you've got to be doing something right, as far as I'm concerned. So
you've
I was quite pleased.
Well, this is it. I mean, it's like people like Madonna, you know, they generate a reaction, whether it, you know, some people might react in one way, some people react in the other, but it's great they make a reaction, and that it's better to do that than to go through life completely unnoticed.
Yeah,
you're
exactly
doing something right, completely.
Yes. If you're standing out in some way, then that's really
great. It's a
good
thing. And I think sometimes it's people that just feel very insecure in themselves who try and, you know, kind of knock that.
They project their things onto other people.
They're feeling insecure themselves. Well, I want to listen to your track, one of your tracks, so we're going to cue that up now, and then we're going to come back to the interview. You're also going to be performing live.
I am.
Which we're very excited, very impromptu for Phoenix FM, so it's a bit of, it's an exclusive for us here. We're very excited.
I love putting myself under pressure.
I know. I know, we've just like got Andy turned up and it was like, right, how about doing something live? Brilliant.
Yeah. Why not? That's what I do, apparently.
Excellent.
Music.
So, cue the music. Okay, do you want to introduce the track you just played?
That was one of my singles from last year called Reality. And that's about, I suppose, dealing with day-to-day realities, which can be awful, but good for writing songs, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so the album that you've...
The album
that
song is from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with there's 17 songs on the album altogether. And that's called Always First. It's always going to be my first album. Mm-hmm. The first song on it is called Always First, which was a single as well, which is about very difficult times in a relationship. So that was the first song on the album. And I just thought, well, Andy Fragg's Always First, AF, you know, it goes in quite
it does
well.
Go, yeah.
I think of everything. Obsessed about everything.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be, exactly. So, so that was released last year. And it's been really good performing that album all around the country. I've done, I think it's about 65 live gigs of that album now, all together, which has been really good, fantastic. And now I'm recording the new album, both of them written and produced by me. And the new album is a step in a slightly different direction. There's a mixture of acoustic piano and dance tracks as well, and some of them I've done with, as I said, Massimo Paramore earlier on. I mentioned Massimo, and I'm looking forward to doing some new songs soon in the live shows.
Excellent.
Really,
well,
good.
We're looking forward to hearing your songs, and you're gonna be performing, I think after 9 o'clock, you'll be performing a track. Is that going to be taken from the new album?
Well, actually, I'm releasing an EP as well, which is a covers EP. Mm-hmm. It's actually a tribute to various artists who I really like and admire. And one of the songs is a song by Soft Cell called Torch. So I'm going to be releasing that. This is all going to be released on iTunes.
Yeah.
Maybe CD, but I'm not sure. And it's going to feature Torch. It's going to feature my version of Wow by Kate Bush. Oh. It's going to feature my version of True Colours by Cyndi Lauper.
Amazing.
So they're all kind of songs that really mean a lot to me. And I'm trying to think if there's any other... There are going to be other songs on the EP, but there's only going to be, you know, a couple of, maybe five songs on the EP. And Torch is one of them, so I'm going to do that today.
Very excited.
With Massimo Paramore on piano.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, just hearing you doing some, like, warming up just earlier, sounded amazing. So we won't be disappointing Phoenix FM listeners.
I hope not. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, completely. So, I mean, it's great to have you in the studio, and you're here, there, and everywhere. You mentioned something you're involved in tomorrow as well. What's
tomorrow? Is an International Day of Action Against Homophobia. Love Russia, hate homophobia. Right. So, if you go on to Facebook and look up Love Russia, Hate Homophobia. Tomorrow there's an event. I'm going in central London. I think it's outside. I mean, bearing in mind that I am, as you say, here, there and everywhere at the moment, I think it's outside Downing Street, like the last one was. I'm pretty sure that's where it is. And if that's where it is, then that's where I'll be.
Amazing.
And if it isn't there, then I won't be there. I'll be wherever it is.
Yeah.
So if anybody is... Come and say hello.
Yeah, completely.
You'll probably see the hair from a mile off.
I'll probably see you on the BBC 10 o'clock news.
Well,
again.
We'll see. It depends what I do, I suppose, doesn't it? As long as I don't get arrested.
I know, please don't, because we need to hear your music and we need to do your album.
I'll try not to. Maybe for having wild hair, I might get arrested.
Yes.
That's about it, really.
And let's talk about the hair. For our listeners who can't actually see Andy at the moment in the studio, you are looking absolutely perfect. Your hair's, you've got great colour, and so fashion is a big thing for you.
It's a big bouffant.
it's great. And I remember stopping you when I saw you at Pride, where you performed in Pride London recently, and your stage outfits, you looked so good. You really make an effort with your look. What would you say is your inspiration with your look? What Have you got anything or any person you kind of channel or?
Not really. It's just, it seems to just kind of come naturally.
It's just how you're feeling.
I've always got bored with the way that I look.
Yep.
So I'm always changing at the peril of my hair because I think it's getting a bit sick of being dyed all the time.
It looks great though.
Well, I think it's just something that I've always done. I've always wanted to kind of have different images and things. I mean, I've actually got very long hair, but nobody would know it. It's all tied up underneath this big bouffant, but it's actually down to about here.
No,
yeah.
Is it really? So
yeah.
Just below your shoulder,
yes,
is it really?
It
you
is.
Wouldn't
yeah,
know because it's...
See, I forget that I'm on the radio saying down to here.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a lot of back combing
so
and everything
great,
else. And...
Just doing illusion, aren't you?
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Well, I try my best, put it that way.
That's
more
amazing.
Like a vision coming down the street sometimes.
No,
honestly,
when I saw you, Pride, you was just about to go on, and you were so really lovely. You could have told me where to go. I was like wanting to stop you and talk to you, and you're like off to perform, and you was really lovely, really welcoming, and I got my picture with Andy Fragg, so really chuffed.
Not for the only time.
No, definitely
think.
Not.
And also, you were there supporting AMC London as well.
It. Yes, thank you.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, for those who don't know, AMC is a campaign for an AIDS memorial in London, because we've not yet got one in London, quite shockingly. And
Another outrage.
Yeah, completely. And Andy here has been a really great support of that. So thank you from all of us.
Well, I will be wearing my T-shirt.
Oh, you're
lovely. I've already been wearing it, actually.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll be wearing it again.
I should have brought you a wristband. I should.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll get one from somewhere.
I'll get you all the memorabilia.
Yeah,
you'll be wearing it at
mugs,
your next concert.
Flags.
Forget all your like spangly outfits and whatever. It'll just we'll deck you out in AMC.
Well, that would be fine by me.
Awesome. Well, we're going to be going on to the news soon, but you are going to perform for us after in the next part of the show, which we're very excited about. So we'll. Go carry on with the interview after that. So and let you do your warm-ups.
Okay.
And
after all this talking.
I know. Excellent. Well, thank you, Andy.
Thank you, and enjoy the news.
And Andy's joining us after the 9 o'clock news, and we'll be performing here in the studio. So do stay tuned to Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and behind the massive.
And I'm catching breeze.
Okay, so we just played Lemonade with Sky Baller. We've got Andy Frags in the studio. How exciting is this? And he's going to be performing live very shortly. So we're just letting Andy warm up. At the moment, we're going to play for you Disco Kid with Groove Music. And then we're going to have a live performance in the studio with Andy Frags. Very exciting. Right, very, very excited. The time has come. We've got Andy Frags in the studio, live on Phoenix FM, and he's going to be singing live in the studio any moment now. We're just, we're taking photos, we're prepping, we're everything. It's excitement in the studio. So I'm going to pass you over to Andy Frags now.
This is Andy Frags coming in at Phoenix FM. It's great to be here. And this is my version of Torch by Soft Cell, featuring Massimo Paramore on piano. I hope you enjoy it. This will be out soon on iTunes. I'm lost again and I'm on the run, looking for love in a sad song. With your Avenger eyes and your cat-like ways, I can hold you. You are a fool for me to be cruel. I'm leaning on this bar, listening to you sing and your sad songs ring in my ears as I start to cry. He's searching, she's showing. See him held in a deep, deep spell. He knows she's glowing. I can find within my mind a way to go. I can look deep into your life and shout, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. I hear the saxophone and it tears my soul, and we're feeling old, feeling so cold. She is the torch and she is the theme. She could be a dream, but oh boy, is she real. Try to avoid her words, to avoid her thoughts. They will hit you with all that you feel. He's searching, she's showing. See him held in a deep, deep spell. He knows she's glowing. I can find within my mind a way to go. I can look deep into your life and shout, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. They are bright tonight. See the moon looking down tonight. See the stars coming out tonight. See how they light your way tonight. See my eyes, they are bright tonight. See the moon looking down tonight. See the stars coming out tonight. See how they light your way tonight. Tonight. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Blown away.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh,
I got caught in the moment just then.
Oh, you absolutely. I'm speechless.
Oh,
thank you so much for doing that, Andy.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Oh,
thank you.
We loved it. So we're going to give you, let you have a little warm up. You're going to treat us to another track.
I am, yes.
Excellent.
I am.
Oh.
I am, and I shall save that for in a moment. I'll tell you what it is in a minute.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll come back to the interview. I'm going to let Andy take some time and have some water. And
some water. Have a breather.
Excellent, and thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Just amazing.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM. Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Okay, so we're having a riot in the studio tonight. It's an Andy Frags takeover. The guy gets invited and then he takes all over the show. We just played for you Disco Kid with Groove Music. And in the background now it's Daft Punk with Doing It Right. And Andy, it's been absolutely amazing having you in the studio.
Well, it's been really great to be here.
And you're sounding fantastic.
Oh, thank
like
you.
I mentioned, your voice is flawless. It's just...
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you. It's nice to hear that.
Well,
that's
you,
nice.
We all heard it. All the listeners heard it. So thank you, Andy, for doing that impromptu. And we're going to be, well, we're going to have another treat, aren't we? Shortly, you're
yes.
going to be performing for us again.
Yes.
Live.
Unexpectedly, I'm going to perform my next single, which I've only ever performed. It's never been played on the radio before. So this is called, my next single is going to be called It's a Celebration with Massimo Paramore. So I'm going to sing that live. And I'm also going to sing a single that has proved to be very popular for me called Beautiful Feeling. So I shall be doing both of them for you.
Excellent. We're really looking forward to those.
Let's hope you didn't have a load of things lined yeah. up to speak about this week.
But this is what radio should be about. We were just saying this in our break, weren't we? That that's the whole beauty of radio, which sometimes has been lost down the line, because it's all about just going with it. It doesn't have to always be a perfect schedule. You just kind of have an impromptu,
yeah,
relaxed.
And it's a really good atmosphere,
and
I think
it's
people
fun.
Can tell when they hear it that it's...
And it's live, that's
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Live.
We're not just working to a playlist.
Yeah.
We've got actually... Andy Fragg singing live, everyone. How spoiled are we?
Oh, well, it's
brilliant.
Lovely.
Well,
here.
And we want you to definitely come back to Phoenix FM. Will you promise us
yes,
you'll come
definitely.
Back?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
I'd love to.
Before...
I remember, somebody pointed out to me that I should really let anybody know, if they're going to go and look me up, that my name is Andy with an I. Frags with two G's.
Yes.
So just in case, because you never know what you might get on the internet. If
well, this is it.
The wrong thing.
This is it. And so, how can people look you up? You've got Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, I've got everything going practically. Everything that I can manage, because it gets a bit overwhelming.
So you can tweet Andy.
Twitter, but Facebook is my favourite.
Yeah.
Actually, and there's a page. Well, there's a couple of pages. There's a page on Facebook, but there's also a friend page, which I would rather people add me as a friend. So Andy Frags, but you can also go on the page, like it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
nice
of course.
To you know, to interact with people in a
yeah,
different way.
Completely.
So yes, please do that.
And that's what makes you you're like accessible. You don't kind of put your some artists kind of stay in almost an ivory tower. But you're very like open and you're interactive with your fans, and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
really really cool.
Oh, well, I enjoy it
yeah
a lot, so
oh
yes,
we,
it's
a great two-way interaction, and it's yeah really cool. Before we have you perform live again in the studio, just wanted to hear a little bit more also from yourself. So just really, well, what's next for Andy? What are you've got quite a lot going on. You
yes,
what
I
with
have.
Demonstrations and
yeah.
everything.
But
so
the most,
the rest
I mean,
of the year.
The thing that I want to concentrate on more than anything is my music for the rest of the year. So I'm going to be finishing my next album. At the moment, I'm in talks with some record companies. And depending on what happens with them will depend on whether I release the album or singles through record companies or do it myself. The thing that's most important to me is getting it to the widest audience possible. So, you know, whatever happens. And not being ripped off along the way like I have in the past,
yeah.
unfortunately. And so I'm going to be finishing my album and hopefully doing tour dates again, which would be really good. I'd like to do that. And there's going to be a video for every song on my new album. So that's really busy.
Excellent. That sounds so cool. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
About the videos? Video, yeah. Okay. Well, so far, I'm trying to think which ones I've filmed so far. I've definitely filmed one called Walk the Streets, which I filmed in Brighton.
Cool.
And that's going to show the seedy underbelly of the song, because it has got quite a personal meaning behind it. So, but I'm not going to say any more than that.
Okay.
Maybe it's
keep
about meeting
suspense.
strangers on dark corners. Oh,
right.
No, not on dark corners, in dark alleyways.
Right. Okay.
When there isn't the opportunity to meet them anywhere else.
Okay.
That's what the song's about.
Oh, right.
So that should be good. And which other ones have I filmed? I've filmed the video for Celebration, mainly.
Excellent.
So that should be really good. And I've also done a video for a song which I only wrote 3 weeks ago, called I Hope the Rain Comes Soon. And I wrote that after I saw the video of the teenager in Russia being abused. Not the one, because people think I'm referring to one of them, and I'm not. I'm referring to the one where the gang followed the guy. They'd arranged to meet up with him, and they went and sat with him on a park bench. Mm. And yeah. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's really it brought back a lot of really bad memories for me, because that is exactly the kind of thing that happened to me. So as soon as I saw it, it made me feel really bad.
Yeah.
And then I wrote this song, Hope the Rain Comes Soon. It's probably going to get shortened to something more that flies off the tongue easier.
Yeah.
But I filmed a video which involved me getting completely drenched and nearly ending up with pneumonia or something.
Oh my
a couple
goodness.
Of weeks
Did
ago.
We have all like the mascara running and in the video? Is it all quite dramatic?
It's very dramatic.
I hope so.
I was having
I
to catch
so.
My breath.
Oh, wow.
Because Nick, who does my videos, and he's my creative partner, he forced me underneath a drain that had broken, so all the water was coming everywhere, and it was in a
Thanks,
storm.
Thanks, Nick.
Thunder and lightning. And, you know, I've got everything to thank him for,
thank
really.
You. But Thanks, creative director, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that people don't realise these things.
Yeah, you really live
your
art.
It was raining so much that when I took my boots off, I turned them upside down and water came out, so yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, because it
but,
sounds
there's going to be lots of other videos, and there's going to be a really nice video with me and Massimo. Massimo's going to be on piano, and I'm filming
sounds
that
beautiful.
In the process of kind of planning it now. So
excellent.
Yeah, and a new website as well, which I've
is
designed
really,
myself.
Really?
Yes, which is coming hopefully within the next couple of weeks. A brand new website, and which it's been good to kind of do it myself.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh
so.
My God, what can you not do?
Well,
oh
I
my goodness. You're even a web designer.
It's an obsession of
my
mine.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of
completely. The multi talented Andy Frags.
me.com.
Yeah, you can. Multi talented, completely.
I think everyone is. Really,
well, I guess sometimes you have to be, but. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to all of that you've got happening imminently.
Yes.
But most of all, in the now, we're looking forward to you performing. Are you ready to perform now?
And maybe we should play a song.
Yes, that's
good. I've
put Andy on the spot.
I'll get myself in position.
Excellent. I'm so looking forward to having Andy perform live. Any time now. We're gonna play though Chaka Khan at the moment, Ain't Nobody, and we're gonna have then Andy performing live in the Phoenix FM studio. Very excited, so do stay tuned to Phoenix FM. So it's been a bit of a party atmosphere in the studio. It's been absolutely manic, but it's been great manic. It's been amazing. We've had Andy Frags in the studio and he's spoiled us completely, performing live, great interview, and we've got more to come. So we've had a great time on Phoenix FM and I hope you have too. And we're going to be passing over to Andy now, who's going to be letting you know which next tracks he's going to perform for us. So thank you for listening to Phoenix FM.
Hi, everyone. Well, this is my next single, and I wasn't expecting to be doing it tonight, so here goes. This is called It's a Celebration, and it's featuring, well, it's me with Massimo Paramore. and we'll be releasing it later this year. This is called It's a Celebration.
When I saw you yesterday, so many words fill my head. I had so much to say, but all these thoughts get in the way. And now I'm left with memories of you today. You drive me crazy with your actions. Each time I see you, I'm just wanting you more and more. This is such a wild attraction. And all I'm wanting is for you to walk through my door. I've never wanted anyone like this before. You know I want you and you're all that I need and more. I've never wanted anyone like this before, before. You're all that I need and more. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. Come on, Phoenix FM. I hope you're enjoying it. So many people pass me by, but I don't feel this way for any of them but you. I really want you in my life, and I know that there's so much that we could do. I've never wanted anyone like this before. You know I want you and you're all that I need and more. I've never wanted anyone like this before, before. You're all that I need and more. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. Now the time goes by. I'm still wanting you to be in my life, and it feels so right. I'm sending these thoughts into the night.
Well, it's been great to be here today. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Every way, it's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. You know I want you, baby. I really need you, baby. You know you drive me crazy. It's a celebration. I'm wanting you in every way. It's time to celebrate today. I'm needing you in every way. It's a celebration. Tonight's a celebration.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's been so great to be here. And as I've said many a time, and I'm going to sing my, this is my last song. And thank you very much for making me so welcome here tonight. It's been great. I've loved it. And this is, oh, well, thank you. And this is a single that I released last year, earlier this year. This is called Beautiful Feeling. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is beautiful feeling. I feeling. I love, yeah. In your eyes I can see dirty things you've been thinking, and your heart beats for me. Now our bodies are meeting. Oh, I'm playing it cool, getting hot undercover. You're my plaything, my fool, acting like I'm not bothered. I love this beautiful feeling. I love this beautiful feeling. I love, I love. I breathe hard in your ear. Can you hear what I'm saying? You've been waiting in fear. Now you're begging and praying, but I'm making you wait, wait. Now you have to be patient. Take a bite of my bait. Enjoy anticipation. I love this beautiful feeling. I love this beautiful feeling. I love this beautiful feeling.
Well, it's given me a beautiful feeling to be here at Phoenix FM today, performing live for all of you. Thank you to Al and Vic for making me so welcome. It's given me a beautiful feeling. I love, feeling. I love this beautiful feeling. I love this beautiful feeling. I love, I love, I love, yeah. I love this feeling. Thank you, everyone, and thank you for listening, if you've been listening. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely amazing. You've made our day. Oh, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming down to Phoenix FM.
My pleasure.
Absolutely superb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Well, that was a very impromptu but amazing live performance we got in the Phoenix FM studio with the amazing Andy Frags. Well, what can I say? Andy,
there's nothing left today.
You've left us speechless and you're breathless.
let's hope you've still got listeners after tonight.
we've tripled, quadrupled. It's crashed. So many people listening in. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you've been a delight.
I'm looking forward to the future, to coming back.
Also,
hopefully, lots of people listening. Maybe some for the first time and they'll listen again.
Yeah, amazing.
So, if I've still got a voice.
Well, we did. We certainly didn't prepare for that, everyone. But that's live radio for you, and that's the beauty of it. And that's also just shows what a true star our Andy is. Just no prep, no nothing, but was more than happy to do us a live performance in the studio.
Thanks.
So a true star. Thank you, Andy.
Well, it takes one to know one.
And he's charming with it. Excellent. Well, we're going to be wrapping up very soon on Phoenix FM. Do stay tuned though, because after the 10 o'clock news, we've got the Interesting Alternative Show with Steve Davis and Kavis Turabi. So more great music ahead, but I hope you've had a really great time like we have in the studio here with Andy Frags. So keep it locked in to Phoenix FM.
I hold my breath and try.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From the Sky News.